Thank you very much to Sammy Hyland and Stevie Basta. We've got another legend joining us here. They call Moonee Valley and the Cox Plate the race where legends are made. And I tell you what, for the CEO, Michael Brown, he's been made a legend by Winks, because if you're the boss on Saturday when Winks equals Kingston Town's record, that is something that you will take to your grave.
I think it's being in the right place at the right time, isn't it, to see Winks coming through here on Saturday. To be honest, I thought So You Think would be the best horse in my time here, and then Black Caviar came through, and then you got Winks on the back of that, so no, it's quite incredible.
Well, it's great leadership is what it is, Michael. It's not about the horse, it's about the way you've set this place up to be a magnificent occasion for Winks on the weekend. What does it mean for the club? I mean, I was talking to Marty Steiner before, and he said that there's only about 1,000 GA tickets left, which means you have to lock the gates at some stage unless people want to join up as members. So there could be some side benefits as well.
Of course, to think it'll be a sellout's a great achievement. Less than 1,000 tickets left at 5 o'clock yesterday.
It's remarkable.
So last night, I think the website got smashed, and I'd expect that when we get to close of business today, there won't be too many left at all. But with the weather forecast of 26 degrees on Saturday, Moonee Valley will be pumping.
It is going to be remarkable. There's still a little bit of drama to play out this morning, because we know the committee has to sit down and decide the final field. Now, how many at this stage, Michael, are we looking at for the Cox Plate?
At this stage, it's looking like a field of 9.
Can you run through those?
I can. I can. We've got the 3-year-old Royal Symphony.
Yep.
We've got 2 coming through from Darren Weir. Galeo Shop and Humidor will back up.
Yep.
You've just spoken to Peter Moody. Hardham will run. Hayes, Dabeneg have accepted with Seaburge. Two internationals. We've got Folkswood, who came in through the Cranbourne Cup. Kaspersky for Joan Chappellheim and Michelle Payne. Happy Clapper. There's a chance Sense of Occasion will come through. He's galloping as we speak now. I didn't get a great sense from Chris Lees that you'll accept with the horse, but that would make 9.
That would make 9.
And there's another one called Winks. So
10, possibly.
10 possibly. This time last week, we thought it could have been as low as 5 or 6. So to see how it's played out over the past 7 days has been a great result.
Now, the committee do have the discretion to not allow a horse to take their place. Would any of those 10 come under consideration? A horse like Kaspersky, for instance, or Seaburge?
We'll go through and we'll have a look at all of them. Seaburge, his form this time in hasn't been flash, but you know, he ran second beat in a nostril in a Group 1 McKinnon last November, second in a Caulfield Guineas, of course. You got the 3-year-old Royal Symphony. He's had 2 wins at listed level, fourth in a Caulfield Guineas last start. And, of course, Kaspersky. The run that we're probably looking at there, he ran second in a mile at Group 2 level at Ascot back in July. So we'll have a look at all of those horses and see if we end up with a field of 9 or 10.
For the club, is it better to have these 10 runners or to maybe knock one out who you may have concerns about being up to the standard?
To be honest, if it's 9 runners, 8 runners or 10 runners, I don't think it's going to make too much difference. It's good to have the each-way betting, of course, and with Winks a dominant favourite, we're keen to see what the bookmakers and Tabcorp want to do with favourite out markets as well. You know, it's a huge wagering day, and being the feature race, I think last year 35 million wagered on the Cox Plate. So, yeah, to get a field of 8 or 9 is certainly going to help out in a wagering sense.
Is there a transfer benefit to Friday night meeting, the Manukato Stakes meeting, considering the build-up to Saturday, that people would want to be a part of Friday night as well, and you get bigger crowds then?
Of course. With a forecast of 25 degrees and a great Group 1 race to feature up Friday night, yeah, we'll get 10,000 people here. The Manukato is looking like a full field.
Yep.
Excuse me. So we've got Chautauqua coming through, Vega Magic, of course, off the Everest, English. Without Redzel there, you've basically got the best sprinters in the land coming through for the Manukato.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of the best Manukatos we've ever seen. Now, we know grand final week was big with Richmond supporters all wanting to get tickets.
You just had to throw that in.
The phone call.
Just had to throw that in.
Winks is running in Richmond colours, I believe. No, no. How many phone calls have you had for tickets this week, Michael?
It's quite incredible. I put a tweet out yesterday.
I saw that.
Every second phone call. But it's amazing to think everyone thinks that the club should be handing out free tickets for an event like this. You've got a chance to come and see the best horse in the world in Australia's best race. Put your hand in your pocket and pay the 55. To be honest, if you haven't done it by close of business today, I'd say you're watching it on Channel 7 or racing.com.
It is going to be an unbelievable day.
Well, be a member,
day.
Michael. Join up.
Become a member, yes.
That's a good idea. Yep. You can have Friday night access all year round.
1300 The Valley. Give us a call and become a member of our great club.
Absolutely brilliant. We look forward to finding out the final field. At this stage, it looks like there will be 10, which is brilliant. And we'll, of course, simulcast the barrier draw live here on RSN 927 from 8:30. Michael, enjoy the morning. Enjoy the next couple of days. It's going to be an unbelievable week.
No, too good.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Michael Brow, the CEO here at Moonee Valley. It's 24 minutes past 7. You're listening to a special Super Morning on RSN 927 as we build up to Winx's Cox Plate on Saturday.